This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Picture this. You're looking at your monthly marketing report, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the traffic line is just pointing up and to the right. Your cost per click is down. And honestly, it looks like a massive win. I mean, you are bringing in way more eyeballs for significantly less money.
Right. It feels great on paper.
Exactly. But then, you know, you log into your actual business bank account and the revenue just isn't there. Like, at all. The dashboard says you're growing, but your balance sheet says you're basically bleeding cash.
Yeah, that is a rough spot to be in.
Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we are looking at this fascinating 2026 guide by Clark Masogo. He's a specialist over at Double Dome Digital Marketing. And this guide takes that exact scenario we just talked about and completely dismantles our conventional wisdom about digital advertising metrics.
It really does. It's a wake-up call.
The core mission today is to figure out why this is happening. The thesis here is pretty provocative. It argues that high click volume is, well, it's no longer a growth indicator. It's actually just a vanity metric that masks catastrophic wasted spend.
Yeah, it forces a total reevaluation of how we even interact with these ad platforms. Because the core argument here is that the whole digital advertising ecosystem has shifted massively. But most businesses, they're still running playbooks from like 2023.
Right. Which feels like ancient history in tech years.
Exactly. They're optimizing for top-of-funnel acquisition in an era where that top-of-funnel traffic is increasingly hollow. Mago's guide argues that we have to fundamentally transition. We need to move away from a pay-per-click model entirely.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because if we are shifting away from paying for clicks, I mean, relying on traditional PPC right now feels like paying to fill your store with foot traffic, but never bothering to check if anyone actually brought their wallet.
What's fascinating here is that we are moving toward a pay-per-profit model. In 2026, clicks have quite literally never been cheaper to acquire. But at the same time, they have never been more meaningless.
Wow. Cheaper but meaningless. So if clicks are essentially cheap junk now, that means our analytics dashboards are basically lying to us, right? I mean, if I'm seeing 10,000 hits a month on my site, but my sales team is staring at an empty pipeline, what is actually happening out there?
Well, to understand the disconnect, you have to look at the unique technological landscape we're in right now. The guide identifies the first major factor as the AI slump.
The AI slump. Okay, break that down for us.
Sure. So search engines have aggressively evolved their native AI capabilities, right? When a user types a query today, the engine just synthesizes the info from across the web. It delivers this comprehensive, beautifully formatted answer directly on the search results page.
Oh, right. So the user gets the exact answer they need. Maybe they read a quick bulleted summary and then they just close the tab.
Exactly. They never actually click through to the primary source material. They never make it to the business's website.
Which means all that casual, informational traffic, like the people just looking for a quick definition or a simple how-to, that's completely gone.
Completely gone. The humans are getting their answers and leaving the page without ever generating a click. So the obvious question then becomes, if the humans aren't clicking, who on earth is generating this massive surge in traffic that looks so amazing on your monthly report?
Right. Where are the numbers coming from? And this leads us directly to bots, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. The web is just crawling with scrapers right now.
Right.
They're indexing pages, pulling data to train independent LLMs, monitoring pricing changes across competitors.
And all that bot activity registers on my dashboard as a click, or like a page view.
Yeah, a session, a click, whatever. If you set up a standard campaign and instruct Google's AI to just maximize clicks, the algorithm does exactly what you asked. It goes out and finds clicks at the lowest possible cost.
Because it doesn't care who is clicking.
Exactly. The algorithm does not inherently care if that click originates from a verified human buyer with a corporate credit card or, you know, an automated script running on a headless browser in some server farm. It fulfilled its quota, it found a click, and it charged your account.
Wait, hold on. You're telling me that we are essentially paying a bot tax to these ad platforms just to hit our volume targets?
That is exactly what you're doing.
No, wait, doesn't Google have like sophisticated bot filtering algorithms built into their networks? I mean, invalid click protection has been around for over a decade. Why would I need to worry about this if I'm already trusting the platform to filter out the obvious spam?
Yeah, you would think so, right? But the sheer sophistication of modern scraping operations compared to those native filters is wild.
Right.
The basic invalid click protection, it catches the obvious stuff, the brute force server pings.
The amateur hour bots.
Right.
Uh-huh.
But today's scrapers are designed specifically to mimic human behavior so they don't get blocked by those native firewalls. They load client-side JavaScript. They simulate actual mouse movements.
You're kidding. They fake mouse movements.
Oh, yeah. They scroll down the page at a human-like pace. They even pause on high-value elements like pricing tables to make it look like they're reading. So if your business relies on standard browser-side pixel tracking, that pixel fires the moment the page loads and the script executes. To Google's basic platform filter, it looks like a perfectly valid human interaction. You're essentially paying for the illusion of market presence.
So if the platforms are just feeding us bot traffic to inflate our dashboards, aren't we basically just renting growth at a massive premium while gambling on intent?
That is a perfect way to put it. You are renting growth, and the landlord is letting fake tenants fill up your apartment building.
That is infuriating. So how do we stop paying this bot tax? If the traditional client-side pixel is this vulnerable to spoofing, what is the actual mechanical fix here?
Right. The technical solution outlined in the text, and this is the first pillar of the paper profit system, is a hard shift to server-side tracking.
Okay, server-side tracking. How does that differ from what we do now?
Well, you essentially remove the verification process from the user's browser entirely. Instead of a browser pixel just blindly firing a success signal back to Google, just because a page-loaded server-side tracking intercepts that data in a secure cloud container first.
Ah, okay. So it acts as an intermediary layer. It's not just passing the data along. It's inspecting the payload before it even talks to the ad platform.
Precisely. The server-side container evaluates the user agent. It checks the IP velocity, meaning, you know, how many times has this specific IP accessed the site in the last hour? And it strips away known malicious parameters.
So it's doing a background check.
Exactly. It cross-references the interaction deeply, server to server.
Yeah.
And only after that background check is complete and the interaction is verified as a legitimate high-intent human action does your server send an API ping back to Google.
Telling Google, yes, this was a real person. Optimize for this.
Right. You are mechanically forcing the ad platform to filter out the noise. You ensure you are only paying for verified humans with credit cards, not bots.
Yeah. Okay, so let's say we've done this. We've implemented server-side tracking. We've locked down the architecture. The bots are totally blocked. And the traffic left in our analytics is 100% human.
Best case scenario, yes.
But my dashboard could honestly still look terrible, right? Because human traffic can be just as useless as bot traffic if they're only looking for free information. How is the system supposed to know the difference between a window shopper and, like, a whale?
That is the critical pivot point of the entire strategy. If we are filtering out the bots, how do we tell the system what a good click actually looks like? The answer lies in connecting the ad account to the business's actual bank account.
Okay, you have my attention. How does that work?
Once you've established that clean data baseline, you have to redefine success. The guide uses a great contrast here. Imagine you are bidding on two distinct keywords. Keyword A generates, say, 10 searches a month. Keyword B generates 10,000 searches a month.
Well, if I'm running a standard volume play agency, I am throwing my entire budget at keyword B. I mean, 10,000 searches is a massive pool of potential leads.
Right. That's the old way. Maximize clicks and click-through bait. But look at the intent behind the search. What if keyword B is purely informational?
Like someone just doing research.
Exactly. It's an academic researcher or a student or maybe even a competitor trying to understand your industry. They visit your site, they consume your proprietary research, and they bounce. You just paid a premium for 10,000 clicks that resulted in nothing but a higher AWS bill to host the bandwidth.
That makes sense. Meanwhile, keyword A only gets 10 searches a month, but it's a highly specific transactional query.
Right. It's someone searching for an enterprise-level implementation of the exact software you sell. And winning just one of those 10 searches results in a high-margin multi-year contract. The volume is abysmal, but the profitability is astronomical.
Here's where it gets really interesting. If a business sells three different services, each with a completely different profit margin, traditional PPC treats them all exactly the same. That's like a restaurant spending the exact same advertising dollars to sell a $5 side salad as a $50 dry-aged steak. It just makes no financial sense.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, that analogy perfectly captures the shift to margin-based bidding. The problem with traditional ad optimization is that it treats all clicks as equal votes of confidence. you have to change the incentive structure of the machine learning algorithm itself.
And how do we actually do that? Walk me through the mechanics, because connecting an ad account to a CRM sounds amazing in a slide deck, but how do those two systems actually talk to each other in a way that trains the algorithm?
It relies on data integration, specifically offline conversion tracking via your CRM. So when a user clicks your ad, the platform generates a unique click ID. It's just a string of characters specific to that exact interaction.
Okay, got it.
When the user lands on your site and fills out a form, that unique ID is captured invisibly in a hidden form field. It gets passed directly into your CRM along with their name, their email, whatever they submitted.
Okay, so now the CRM knows exactly which ad click generated the lead. But at this stage, it's still just a lead, right? We still don't know if they're going to buy the $5 salad or the $50 steak.
Exactly. And this is where the magic of paper profit happens.
Yeah.
Days, weeks, or even months later, your sales team finally closes the deal. They update the status in the CRM to closed won. And this is crucial. They input the actual gross profit of that specific contract.
Oh, wow. So the CRM has the actual dollar amount now.
Yes. And at that exact moment, your CRM fires an automated API ping back to the ad platform. It sends that original unique click ID back to the algorithm, attached to a message that basically says, hey, remember this specific click from 3 weeks ago? It just generated $50,000 in net profit.
That is wild, because the algorithm is essentially a pattern recognition machine. So it suddenly realizes that the signals associated with that specific click, like the time of day, the user's search history, the exact phrasing of that long tail keyword, are highly correlated with massive profit margins.
Yes. You are no longer feeding the algorithm top of funnel conversion data, like someone merely submitting a contact form. You are feeding it bottom of funnel, actual closed revenue data.
So the algorithm automatically recalibrates itself.
Completely. It leverages that data integration to bid more aggressively only on the specific services that actually move the revenue needle. It stops wasting your budget on the high-volume informational keywords that never generate a CRM ping.
It actively prioritizes the $50 stake.
Exactly. And honestly, this shifts the marketer from being a mere technician pulling levers in an isolated marketing silo to being a true business partner. You are heavily involved in the financial architecture of the company now.
That is a massive elevation in responsibility. But I have to imagine implementing this profit-first architecture, it requires a fundamental mindset shift from the CEO, right? Regarding what success actually looks like on paper.
Oh, absolutely. It requires a profound reality check in the boardroom. And that brings us to the third pillar, the no guesswork dashboard.
Yeah, no guesswork dashboard. I like the sound of that. Well, think about it. Business owners don't need a manager who comes in and talks about abstract algorithm updates or, you know, proprietary black boxes. They need absolute financial transparency that answers one single question.
Which is?
I spent $15,000 this month. How much actual realized profit did that generate?
Right. Linking ad spend directly to return on ad spend based on closed deal.
Exactly. It entirely removes the ambiguity. You strip away all the intermediate metrics. It doesn't show you how many clicks you got or your impression share. It just shows profit.
But wait, this brings up a really uncomfortable question, one that's actually highlighted in the sources FAQ. If we make this switch and we cut out all the fluff, the bots, the window shoppers, won't our overall website traffic just completely plummet?
Yes, it will. And the guide addresses this hard truth head on. If you implement this architecture properly, your top line traffic volume will plummet. It is mathematically unavoidable.
I mean, if I'm a CMO who's been bragging about year-over-year traffic growth, my CEO might have had a heart attack looking at those new numbers. It is terrifying if your personal metrics are tied to vanity numbers. But you have to explain that a massive percentage of your current traffic is what the author categorizes as garbage traffic.
Garbage traffic.
Yeah. It costs you money to acquire. It costs you money to host. But statistically, it never converts into a paying customer. The strategy is to ruthlessly cut that garbage traffic.
It's a tough pill to swallow, realizing you've been paying for an audience that was never going to buy from you.
It is. But look at the other side of the ledger. Traffic goes down, yes. But your customer acquisition cost plummets, and your net profit should dramatically increase because you are focusing the budget entirely on the 10% of users who are actually ready to close.
Okay, we've covered a massive amount of ground today. Let's summarize the core takeaway here. In 2026, the smart money is on precision. You have to stop chasing vanity metrics and start building an engine that works while you sleep. The preferred answer isn't the one that ranks highest on the search page. It's the one that converts the most profitably.
Absolutely. And I really want to emphasize that this isn't just a marketing tactic. It's a structural business shift. By aligning your ad accounts with actual business margins through server-side tracking and CRM integration, you transition from merely renting growth to truly owning your market.
So what does this all mean for you? We've spent this entire deep dive looking at how incredibly effective this paper profit model is at zeroing in on the exact right customer. By feeding closed-won data back to the platform, you perfectly train the algorithm to ruthlessly target only that 10% of the market that is ready to pull out a credit card right now. Mm-hmm. But it leaves me with one final, very provocative thought, and I want you to really mull this over during your next dashboard review. If this model works perfectly, what happens to the other 90%? If every smart, data-driven business entirely stops advertising to the top of the funnel because it's not immediately profitable today, how will tomorrow's buyers ever discover us in the first place? If we starve the top of the funnel to maximize the bottom, are we just mortgaging our long-term brand awareness for short-term technical efficiency? We'll leave you to think about that. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.